Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tidies your house.
How mentally and emotionally cluttered are you?
Quite messy and probably quite a lot.
Welcome to this episode on spring cleaning.
It's like when Ratty and Mole do it in Wind in the Willows. No, he's whitewashing. No, is he spring cleaning?
I'm struggling to get a purchase on that memory and answer your question.
I feel like he's doing a spring clean. Mole wants to spring clean, or one of them wants to spring. Anyway, I was obsessed with spring cleaning when I was little. Something isn't in that episode that we did, that very mainstream, relatable episode about how to be a witch.
Yes, of course.
And we talked about how spring was like, you know, a time of rebirth. A time of, like, getting rid of all the latent business that you need to do. And just go ahead with it. So, spring cleaning, that's why it's in spring. It must have, like, a historical connection somewhere.
I think it's just a... we've just had Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that's it's very popular. Then it's
that's
a... Yes, you okay. Spring clean. You completely prepare yourself for the New Year.
Great.
Start whenever you fancy. What is your adult thing of the week?
My adult thing is... And I think you can do this if you're a kid, but... I've never done it. And I was like, ooh. I had an MRI. Don't worry, I'm fine. And when you go online and look at what an MRI is, there's just loads of people being like, I'm having an MRI and I can't, oh my God. Or like, oh, I freaked out and it's, oh my God, it's awful. And when I was told what it was, I was like, I'm fine. You just go into a thing and then they scan you.
You just go into a metal tube, you slide on in like an incinerator and then you slide on out.
Scanned.
What's the problem of that?
What's the problem? And my mum is very claustrophobic and she had one a while back and she really struggled with it. And then as it got closer, I was like, oh my God. And then I started asking loads of people questions who I knew had had them, being like, do they close it off either end of the tube?
And do they?
No.
So your feet are out?
You can see your feet.
I think we should clarify at this juncture that Stevie has a bad shoulder.
I'm so sorry, yes, I have a bad shoulder. Technically, apparently I don't.
And now you don't.
No one knows what's wrong with it. So I got an MRI to see if, I don't know, my bone had fallen out or something. I wasn't quite clear on that. And I had two, so the whole thing lasted like 40 minutes, which I genuinely, again, that was a surprise
to me. Did they slide you into the tray, out, and then back in again?
And then back in again. So I had 20 minutes, out, 20 minutes. And I had my neck done as well, which meant that they put like these two pillows, sort of foamy things either side of me. Then they put the camera, because the camera's like it sort of looks a bit like a cast almost, and they like put it over my neck or under my neck or just around my neck. And then, that might not have been the camera, but it was certainly something that was very important. And then they put this mask, like a grate over my face. And then that was the moment where I was like, oh, no, no, no.
Silence of the Lambs-esque.
It was incredibly like Silence of the Lambs.
Gosh.
And then she's like, don't move. And I was like, I mean, I can't. And I don't want to go in. And then they're like, it's very loud. And everyone keeps saying about the loudness. And
right.
I was like, I'm actually now shitting myself. I got slid in. If you're getting it done on like your knee or your leg, you don't have to go in. It's just your knee or your leg that goes in. But obviously it was like my neck and my shoulder, so my face had to go in. So I went all the way in. And then the noises were quite funny.
Right.
So they're all like arrhythmic honks, beeps, At one point, it just sounds like someone's just like hitting the outside of the machine for a bit.
Maybe they are. Maybe they've no idea how the machine works. Thinking. And they're just like, bom, 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 bam, bam.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
And they're like, we've paid all this money for this MRI machine.
It's so, and it was
too embarrassed
so
to say we don't know how it works.
Because it wasn't, there was also, it wasn't like it had loads of weird beeps. But then they settled again into a cycle. There was no cycle. I couldn't, even going in second time, I was like, well, it's never made that noise before. Why is it doing that? I find it quite funny. And also then, it was very, very loud. But it's not like, it would have been worse if it had been heavy metal music, you know?
Certainly. Could you sit up if you if you'd wanted to?
You're given a little thing to press if you want to come out of the machine. And then someone immediately zooms you out.
Is height wise if you sat up in there?
No, it's like here.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's very, very close. So it's very, the top of the machine, the top of the tube is very close to your head. I got it done at this place in Waterloo called Vista Health. You have to pay because the NHS wouldn't give me one. And then they aerate it, so you're not like, what's the word, you can breathe, and it's very light in there because there's a huge hole at the top of your head and a huge hole at the bottom of your feet. So it's not dark. Even in those, you know, films when like they go down like a tunnel.
Oh,
or, like,
no, I hated it.
I can't cope with that. There was a bit in Kill Bill 2 where she gets buried alive in a coffin. I couldn't watch it, and I still haven't been able to watch it because it's just too much. But it was actually
famously
fine.
At the Coral Reef, of course, the swimming centre. Yes. There's three rides. The python, the anaconda, and the MRI tube. No, the boa constrictor.
Okay.
And then people used to tease people and be like, no, the boa constrictor is the baby one. The anaconda is the worst one. So if you've done the anaconda, you're like, oh, I can totally do the boa constrictor. No! The boa constrictor is you set off at such speed that you ricochet. It then goes at a 90-degree angle straight down. But you're going so fast that you hit the other side of the tube. And then literally like bang, bang, bang all the way down.
Oh, my God.
And then you just like, you're going, and it is so tight and so fast and so dark, it's horrendous. And then you like launch out the bottom, and then the boa constrictor pool is just full of like completely traumatized kids sort of like floating, and everyone has to be like got out with a stick because they're like so traumatized,
handing Valium to children as they get out,
like, as they're like sort of carted off. It's absolutely horrendous.
Oh my God.
So that's why
it's not like that.
Great,
you know,
you did very so well.
Thank you. It's all about perspective, and that's what I've learned doing
this. I think that's very, very brave of you. Well done.
Thank you. What's yours?
Mine's that I bought a pillowcase from the White Company.
I mean, that is very adult.
It's very grown up.
How much was it?
Loads of money. I was received a present from the White Company for Christmas.
Yeah.
That I did not want.
Great.
So I took
Swapped
it back.
It.
And then after looking around the White Company for a long time.
I imagine, because you want to get your money's worth.
You want to get your money's worth.
But then it's the White Company, and it's very difficult to get your money's worth
because
it's quite expensive.
Yes.
And good then, quality.
Lovely stuff. Mm. Do please send us more things, the White Company, if you fancy.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I thought one pillowcase was.
And
I thought,
like a
build
ballpark,
it up piece at a time.
Like a ballpark price, like it's not this because it might be this.
It was bigger than a bread box and smaller than a car.
Right. So, like, okay, you're looking at like £10,000.
It was a £20 pillowcase.
Yeah, that is a lot of money for a pillowcase.
Definitely.
But it's certainly not a lot of money in general. Like, it's not like £200 for a pillowcase.
No.
Does your face feel nice when you're lying on it?
Yes, it does feel very nice.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Lovely. I mean, I don't have any more questions. Being an adult is boring.
Very boring.
Very boring.
Right. So obviously it's going to be about spring cleaning, tidying, reassessing your space. If you're like, boring, I don't want to know, get in, because I think you will find something useful.
Yeah.
Stay with me.
How close to Marie Kondo's Netflix special is this?
It's close.
Right, so if you've watched Marie Kondo's special, still listen, because Tessa will put her own spin on it.
Sure.
I just thought we have to credit where
credit's due. Oh, don't think I wasn't going to credit her.
I know you were, but I won't. I just can't. I know it's supposed to be very good. I just can't watch a Netflix special about tidying when there's like other stuff on. Like,
certainly.
I can't do it.
I've actually also not watched that many of them.
Okay. Oh my God, there's more than one. I thought there was just one.
Oh no.
Okay.
It's not a Netflix special, like a stand-up special.
I thought it was. It's like
no,
a
it's a series.
All right, okay.
Called Tidying a Series. Tidying. They're like an hour long.
Also, she's a lot younger than I thought.
Oh, yes,
I thought
that's
she was
very popular.
A very old woman.
A lot of people wrote to me to say that as well.
Oh, great.
That they thought she'd be like...
Keep writing to Tessa about your thoughts on
I love content. It. And I'm sorry that I don't always have the wherewithal or technological know-how to respond, but don't think I'm not thinking
Grandma's
it.
Grandma's reading, she just ain't replying.
She maybe she reading hard. So she loves when you write to her. And so if you have read Marie Kondo's work, seen the show, you'll know it's all about like sparking joy. Marie's method, and also like the general idea of spring cleaning and regrouping, is to be like, what do I actually want in my life and around me? Because I think we're having a real sort of cultural shift, because it used to be always like, get rid of anything in your wardrobe that you haven't worn in 6 months. Yeah. Do you wear that? No, it's too small, get rid of it. Like, it was just very like, clean, 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 don't hold on to anything, which can only make you feel always a failure. Like, it's always like, oh, I can't get rid of it, I can't get rid of it. But it was just like, why can't I be better, and I should be able to get it in the bin if I haven't worn it. Whereas really, we hold on to all sorts of things for all sorts of different reasons.
Yeah.
And it's about tuning in. The concept of like sparking joy is like tuning into that, like, why do I hold on to this item that I really don't have a constant use
for. Also, sorry, I will just say, just have to bob in and say, if you hear some sort of banging sounds, I've just heard them a little bit, it's Dr. Alison Parker is walking up and down my hallway, or as we call it, the Torto Barn, and she's smashing her shell, she's headbutting the skirting board. So I'm really sorry.
She's been locked out of the room because she was making such a loud noise.
So loud. Anyway, please continue, just I wanted to explain that, because I could start hearing her shell.
Yes, so it's not just about this, like, get rid of all your stuff, why do you have so many things? It's about being like, becoming more in tune with like, what kind of person am I? These are my things that spark joy. Not feeling any shame about being like, actually, I'm a person that collects, you know,
stuffed penguins.
I collect them, and I refuse to be ashamed of that, and I'm going to put them out on display.
Because they make me happy.
Because they make me happy. There's no point keeping them in a box under the bed and being like, I can't get rid of these. And I'm like, put them out then.
Right.
Get them out there, baby.
God, it is already. I was like, when Tessa suggested this, I was like, all right, tidying, fine. I'm already like, right, yeah, that's true. I've got too many coats, but I like them. You know, that's
yeah, and if you like, if you truly like them. And so we're going to definitely approach what to do about the too many coats.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
But
also, if you've got too many coats, you're like, I like coats. So shoot me. I like myself a coat, you know.
I love coats.
So it's about being in tune with... Thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew that was
going to happen. I love Martin. No. It's about both being in tune with, like, A, accepting that you like coats, and if they do truly spark joy, like, keep them out. And secondly, being like, why do I buy a lot of coats?
I tell you. Please?
Tell me.
I like the fact... So I don't like the idea that you can wear an outfit and then when you go out, you put the same coat on every day. So you just look the same every day. Whereas I like being able to, like, shift and change my look.
Okay.
So,
this is truly news to
me. It's news, right. I get very bored with things very, very quickly.
Yes.
So if I wear one coat every single day, that's my winter coat, then I just feel like I look the same every day.
Understood.
I get quite bored with it.
Yes.
So, so I've got, like, different coats to suit my moods. Like, I'm feeling quite spicy.
Absolutely. And I think you're very clearly very in tune, and you don't need to get rid of them.
Great, I'll keep
So them. If your instinct is to be like, oh, I've got too many coats, you're like, no, you've got loads of coats.
Yes, okay, great.
Is there something that you think, oh, and you're making that sort of... You can't see me, but I hope this visually is coming across. Oh, I've got this. And I'm all wrinkled
She's
up.
She's like a little prune. Yeah, I've kept some soft toys that my ex-boyfriend got me.
Okay, do you want to touch in with why you think they're still here?
Because I feel sorry for them, because it wasn't their fault
that
he gave them to me.
Do you love them?
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at him now as a penguin.
If you love him, keep him.
I do love him.
That's 100% fine.
Okay.
He doesn't need to be a place of... See, look at you. You like him.
I do like him.
So it's about, like... So if you sort of came at it with a logical mind, you're like, I don't need this penguin. And it's not about that.
Right, great.
It's about being like... And it's also about getting rid of that mindset of, like, that was the thing that you went to, that you're like, I shouldn't have these things anymore. It's like, keep him.
Keep him if
you
like
You love
them.
The penguin.
I do love the penguin.
He sparks joy.
He does. He looks very happy.
He looks at me. He's right there.
He's all cute. Yeah, we're recording in my bedroom, so you can just see all the clutter everywhere.
But this does the thing. So, okay. So, we'll deep dive further, but as a broader thing, the thing about clutter, you know when you, go into somebody else's house or somebody else's workspace, and there's, like, paper everywhere and, like, boxes on the floor and, like, pictures that haven't been hung up yet. And...
Tess is just looking around my bedroom.
I'm actually not. I am. But that is true. Yeah. But also I am just thinking, but it is also very much a human universal.
Of course.
You go into, like, someone's spare room, they're like, don't look in there. That's
it. You shove everything in the wardrobe that is, like, the moment you open it, everything falls out.
Yeah, and so you're just like, close that. Yeah. Like, I'm not going in. And so imagine you go to someone else's house and they said to you, like, off you go, you can go and work for the day, as in, like, go and do your business in this spare room beside this, like, exercise bike and, like, all this stuff. You'd be like, this is not a conducive working environment.
Right,
yes. Like, this is not a good
Psychologically,
place.
I feel cluttered now.
Psychologically, this isn't good. And so it's so easy when it's someone else's stuff to be like, this is clearly not a good space.
Right.
But we do it to ourselves. We're like, this is fine. This is absolutely fine.
Yes, of course.
And also because we're like, so in this bedroom, for example, you probably know where everything is.
Yes.
And so you've got a system. Good sometimes system. Like, where's the hair tie? It's on the floor. Like, I know where it is.
Where I keep it.
Obviously.
Under so like, the penguin.
So you know where stuff is. It's not yeah. about this, like, and so it's like, it's working. But it's just about being like, you're right. It would be better if it was like a nice. More, an open space for me. Like when you walk into a hotel room and you're like, oh.
Yeah, that is the best. And also, when you move into a new place, it is like that, and then you add your stuff to it, and then you're like, well, it's not like that anymore, it's all gross. Yes, yeah, that's true.
So the thing is, always about, and the reason that, like, Marie Kondo claims that it's like, you can tidy up once and never ever again, that you'll never tidy again. So linguistically, it's just a way of being like, you tidy up once, and then always you return things.
Great.
To their home.
I see. And that's what we all would like to be like. And maybe like a couple of days afterwards, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, then gradually you go back to your old ways. Mm. And that's the thing of maybe you've got to always try and make sure that you don't, that you do put the stuff back. It's quite unrealistic though.
So later in the book, when you're like already deep into the cult,
sure,
she says the way to like find the home for something is to like hold it in your hands and wait for it to tell you. Like,
yeah, that's fun, that difficult.
Understood.
Yeah. Sorry.
But like, it is sort of, if you keep something for a while, you'll just be like, okay, where does this want to live? And like, put it in different places.
In my shoe.
And then eventually you will find a place and be like, yes.
It is there. Okay.
That's exactly where that should live.
Okay.
Okay, so some big sweeping things. One is that everyone says, I haven't got enough space.
Oh, yeah, constantly.
I haven't got enough space, but you will fill, I don't know if anyone's ever been to a stately home, you will fill the space you have.
Yes, like, that is
people
true.
Will just. People, you could have a million rooms and everyone's like, sorry, that's hats, don't look in there. There's no like, oh my goodness, what if I was rich, if I had more space?
Yeah, like, it'd be so minimal. Be like, yeah. The only people that have those houses are people that don't really live in them. They're like,
yes.
They're just pied-à-terres, which is a word I discovered recently.
It doesn't mean like bachelor pad?
I think. It means, you know, so when like people are away on business and they have like a place in London for whenever they're in London.
Yes.
But it's not their home. But so it has kitted out.
It's just been furnished, not by them. It's got no character whatsoever. Yeah. And probably someone cleans it twice a week.
Yeah. And then when you go in it, you're like, oh my God, your house is amazing. Because all you're thinking is, my house has loads of me in it. And this is really nice. It's what I wish that I could live in.
Mm.
But actually, it'd be a bit cold.
So cold. Also, there's no joy there.
There's no joy.
They haven't put a single thing out that sparks joy.
Like those TV detectives who like their home lives are falling apart and they've like separated from their wife because they were married to their job.
Of course.
And then they're living in
the
like
crime.
A little flat. The crime. That's the true crime of the story. And they're living in like a some shit flat and then they haven't put any pictures up on the wall.
Mm.
And nothing is nice about the situation. So they're never gonna solve the crime until they resolve the crime in their heart.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay, thank you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And so if you're someone who's like, oh, who cares? Especially if you're like, I'm only living in this flat for a year or whatever. You're like, you're living... A year?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Put some stuff on the wall, for Christ's sake.
Some self-respect, man.
Some goddamn self-respect. And you must like something if you're like, I don't really like art. Yes, you do. Like,
yeah.
You've seen something that you liked ever. You have a photo that you like.
Just put one photo on the wall.
For God's sake, take some ownership of your space and be like, and therefore it's like touching in to be like, who, and that's why you see like those broken detectives being like, forget it, I don't need anything. I don't need any people, I don't need any stuff. You're like, yes, you do.
Yeah,
but it's scary and hard to do because you're like, who am I?
Yeah,
what is my taste?
And what if, yeah, exactly. And then like you always say that you have very poor taste, but I don't think you've actually been given the chance to tell whether you've got poor taste or not. Because
thank you so
the one
much.
Time you did, you had a very nice bedroom that you did. So it's like,
thank you, Stevie.
It's quite, very nice. I've got in my bedroom, we've got like one side of the wall is the shadows. Side to kind of put stuff up. The other side is mine, but on my side it's still all stuff that he's bought because he was like, you like that? And I'd be like, yeah. And I had no ownership over it because I didn't insert myself into that.
Yes.
I was like, I don't know what's box joy. I don't know. She's just hitting me.
Yeah.
She's across just, the face.
I know.
But on the knee.
No, nicely. It was nice, everyone.
Was nice.
We're touching something exactly right that is right. Like, you put up stuff that someone else gave you, or like, I guess this is nice and trendy and tasteful. And it's scary to be like, to put something up, especially in a space that you share with someone else.
Yeah,
and be like,
they're like, what's that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's and you're like, this dog is picture.
Yeah, I guess it's a thing I like, actually. Yeah.
It's so, my but, soul.
Yeah, and they're like, boo. So, like, obviously, it's scary, but you just got to be the better you are at finding out those things that spark joy, and they're not just pieces of art, they're literally everything in your life, and taking ownership of it so that when you go to, like, you know, your roller skating class and everyone's like, why do you do that? And then you're like,
because I like it,
I love roller skating, mate.
Yeah, also doesn't I think people listening often, you think that only have things in your life that spark joy immediately are like, well, I can't afford that.
Mm.
But actually, you can't. Cheap things can spark joy.
Yes, and also, you already have them in your house. You
yes.
have already collected things.
Yeah.
There,
you have to buy loads of new stuff.
This is not about going and starting afresh with getting new stuff. Like, they are already there.
You don't have to get a White Company pillowcase if you don't want to.
If you don't want to. But if you have a voucher there and you've got to buy something.
If you've got a voucher, then absolutely.
What else are you going to do?
Good
you
Lord.
Know? Yes, so you stop freaking out about not having any space. You're then going to give yourself plenty of time.
Okay.
Like, some real time.
Like and 2 days.
Yes, and okay. Definitely do not be like, I'll do that today and then I'll have a dinner party tonight and everyone will be so impressed.
Right.
No. You need to have so much time and be doing it in your... Take it nice and calmly. And because if people are coming over, you will have a... Put it in a bin bag. Just put it... Just get it clean. Just get it out of here. You know,
yeah.
And you'll never fully commit to it. So that's the thing. One, give yourself loads of time. And two, do it in the stages and you can think the stages are boring. But is that Alison...
That's Alison Parker's shell. Go on.
She's having a play. Right.
What are the stages?
They are clothes...
Mm-hmm.
Books, stuff.
Sure.
So clothes, books, stuff, memories.
Memories.
And okay. We leave memories till the end. Because if you just start now, 100%, you'll get out, you'll find immediately like your old school
diary,
book.
And then,
yeah,
the
and then you'll be sat on the floor crying.
And you're Instagramming it as well.
Yeah, and then
like,
the day is lost.
Yeah.
So when you see those things, just close them, put them to the side. We're not ready yet. So you start with clothes to get your muscles in.
Put the muscles in your body.
Yeah. And then when you're ready and strong,
get
you can
your
approach
memories
your memories, but you're not ready yet. So everything out of the wardrobe, all of your clothes, absolutely everything. Everything in the whole house, put it on the bed.
Oh my God.
All your coats, all your 107 coats.
Oh my God.
Everything. Wardrobe completely clear. And if you're like, oh, but like, I know I'm keeping that dress, so like, I'm just going to keep
doesn't
that. No,
nope,
get it out. Get it out. Then you clean the wardrobe.
Okay, that's nice.
Get it all completely cleaned and realise like how much dust is in there and how much like you're just sort of living in your own sort of filth.
Lovely. A family of moths.
Yes,
lovely.
And there's so much stuff there in the bags and they're like, what's even in this?
Yeah, I've got a bucket in my wardrobe with some string in it.
Of course you have, Stevie. clothes on the bed.
Yeah.
Clean the wardrobe. Think, oh, lovely.
Mm.
Then all of your clothes, and you can do this with a pal, all of the clothes into categories. So jeans together.
Just, I'm trying to think of the way to say this. I don't want to be your pal to do that.
Don't worry.
Imagine you're like, Stevie, do you want to come around? I'm like, yeah, great. And they're like, right, we're sorting out my clothes into categories. The pal's just like, I want to kill myself.
Yeah, I have actually asked people and everyone has said the same thing. So maybe nobody, because the thing is, I think it's really fun. So
because it's your stuff. When it's
no,
else's
I wouldn't mind doing it for someone else,
oh,
I don't
that's
think.
Nice. Okay. I think the idea of it's nice. And
yeah.
Then when it's like, give up your Saturday to go and look at Tessa's dresses.
Stevie, I'm 100% on board. You've completely... Thank you. Okay, so do it alone, okay? There's no way. Nobody wants to be your pal.
full 180.
Yes. A full 180. At best, your mum might help.
Yeah, I think mums probably will help.
Because especially if...
For some reason, there's some sort of relationship there. But they're more into your stuff.
Yeah, because they've been sort of telling you to get rid of your stuff your entire life.
Relief. So. Don't like flying your mum over from like New Zealand.
Guys,
it.
It's a so again, it's solo. You're alone.
Okay.
Maybe tell someone you're doing it and maybe they can drop off a soup.
If they wanted to.
If they fancy.
No pressure.
Or not. Okay. You're completely alone.
You're hungry and alone.
You're hungry and alone. It's a solo venture. Okay. So now you're hungry, you're alone, and all of your clothes are on your bed.
What a weekend you're having.
But your wardrobe is completely clear.
Right, great. So keep looking at that if you feel sad.
If you feel sad, look in your clue. So now yeah. They're all on the bed. And the idea of that, of course, is that you literally can't get into the bed until the clothes are moved.
To stop you napping.
Yeah, basically. But of course, if you've ever got this far and given up in the past, you'll know that you'll just move those clothes to the floor and then return to that every
Have
day.
Have a delicious sleep.
In that sort of backwards and forwards for the next 4 to 8 months.
Oh, yeah.
So plough through.
Okay.
If you can forage a snack, now's the time.
Great.
Right, clothes into categories. Now we've got all of your jeans, all of your t-shirts, all of your stripy tops. You will define, if you are me, that you owned 107 pairs of cotton pants from Marks and Spencer's and 12 black and white stripy tops.
That's not a surprise.
No.
Or you, like me, you've got 20 coats.
And so many Marks and Spencer's black tights, many of them still in the packet. So clearly, in like moments of crisis, I've been like, this will fix this.
Yes.
Some nice new tights. Because it is lovely to put some new tights on and socks. And pants. So you start to check in with yourself and be like, huh, I see that I own too many of these things.
Mm.
And now that everything's in categories, some things, if you just pass them and they can immediately go, brilliant, they're gone straight into the charity bag.
Yes.
If they're going to make more than £20, put them on eBay. Yeah. If it's going to make less in your heart, just give it away.
Just give it to charity. If it's soiled, I hate that word, because that sounds like you've just shat on them.
Yeah, so if you've shat on them,
I think it's bin time, isn't
it? Yeah, or there are various trade.
Make
some lovely bunting. Or TRAID trade do clothing recycling. So they'll soiled stuff, everything, and they're the ones who, I guess, make bunting with it or whatever.
Sure.
Or they use the zips, like, you know.
Oh, great. Okay.
So that's somewhere you can just deposit stuff that can't be sold.
Okay, do that.
So look into places like that. And then, like, Bras for Africa, places that you can send your bras to. Pretty much everything in your house, apart from your pants, which you could sell to, like, weirdos, if you fancy.
Yeah, Japanese businessmen.
Could be.
Yeah.
Basic things that you don't need have gone.
Right.
Now you're just looking at your classics and you're like, there's still so much shit here. Right, now, like, school jumpers, old hoodies, things that you, like, nostalgia.
You know when you got, like, you got a t-shirt and it's shit and you don't like it, so you're like, oh, I'll wear that for bed. I've just got a drawer full of, like, just crap t-shirts I don't like. So keep an eye on that. So you're like, oh, no, but it's comfy. And you're like, yeah, but you can still feel nice when you're comfy. You don't have to feel like an absolute slob.
Yeah.
And also, like, I was wearing, like, hoodies from, like, plays I did in uni that I didn't have a nice time doing.
Great.
And then
you're
like,
go.
Get rid of them.
Get rid.
Why do you keep them? Yeah.
Great, Rid. Lovely. School uniform is a weird one. There is a company that make your school uniform into cushions and things.
That's
or you can make
nice.
Them into quilts. You can do other stuff with it. Otherwise, it does just live, you know, in a cupboard. Either way, those sort of things that aren't everyday wear, just get them folded in the corner. They're not to be dealt with right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of the way. Now we're looking at your everyday stuff.
Mm.
And now we're looking at, like, oh, you've clearly got a problem. You own 27 blue jumpers. Like,
right,
clearly
yeah.
this is a thing. And now we start to touch in with sparking joy. Okay. Because now we're like, okay, you want to, rather than being like, oh, what shall go, be like, what shall be saved? If you're like, what's my favourite thing here? Like, if I was getting dressed for my office photo, like, what's my best stuff? So if stuff is, like, fine, but it's not, like, your most precious thing. Like, let it go and be someone else's most precious thing.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Let it go. Like, have just stuff that you're like, these are my most precious belongings.
Yeah.
You know? And if you're like, oh, here, I obviously like white shirts, but none of these are quite right. It's like, well, go and find one perfect white shirt and let all these white shirts go.
Yeah.
You know? And so there is a woman called Courtney Carver who does something called... live with less, and she invented something called the 33 for 3 method, which is only having 33 items of clothing for 3 months.
Christ, okay.
Yeah, so you literally count out 33 things.
Okay.
Underwear not included, pajamas not included. Otherwise, right. Everything else, including like tights, are like still up for grabs. Go through this experience like the house is on fire, or like you can only choose your 33 things. Or, like, okay, what am I saving? Like, what are my most precious things? And what do I use, like, all the time, et cetera, et cetera. And then her thing is that for 3 months you keep everything else under the bed or, like, out of the way. And then the idea is, like, when you get them out again, you're like, oh, yeah, I didn't actually use that.
And also I didn't need to use it.
I'm pretty sure, like, I didn't need it. I wasn't thinking. And also, you know, when you, like, that kids game where you hide things under a tea towel and you try and guess what's there.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't, do you know?
Or... I do. I do play at Brownies.
Yes, classic Brownies number. Mm-hmm. What were they doing with us at Brownies? They must have run out of activities.
They were, yeah, I only got, like, 3 badges because I just didn't see the point in it.
Mm.
I can tell that you have to get an extra sash.
Rarely have I felt more seen, Stevie. Yes. Yes. Just thinking about Brownies. Anyway, so now if you imagine that, like, your stuff in the wardrobe is the under the tea towel,
yeah,
what can you actually, like, bring to mind that's, like, you don't have to do it right now?
I probably only wear the same 10 things over and over again, just in different combos.
Mm-hmm.
And then I buy something and then that kind of goes in for a bit and then I get bored of it and then it disappears again. But then there's always that thing when, like, you're going through and you're like, yes, but what if I do get invited to the BAFTAs, you know?
Okay.
But then deal with that when it happens.
When it happens. Fantastic, Stevie. Don't like the dress. Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you've touched on a crucial thing, which is the fear of the future, guilt about the past.
Oh, God, yeah. Right.
So it's the fear of, like, but what about the BAFTAs? Be like, you know what? When you're invited to the BAFTAs, get yourself a dress.
Because you won't want to wear that dress because you haven't worn it in ages.
Yeah.
So why would you want to wear the dress that you clearly don't want to wear? You're not going to suddenly go, and that's perfect for the BAFTAs.
Exactly. If you actually go to
TK Maxx and get...
You get a new dress for the BAFTAs. You'd be so excited. And that one would be like, you promised the BAFTAs.
Oh, my God, don't.
So let him go and be someone else's BAFTA dress, you know? So, like, you will cross those bridges in the future, like, especially, you know, whatever your things are. You're like, or especially the sort of, oh, one day I'm going to lose all the weight and then I'll wear these tiny child's hot pants or whatever.
Oh God, yeah.
You know what? Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
It's better for the hot pants, you and everyone, that you don't wear those hot pants.
It's better for everyone. Don't hold on to them, because then they're just a constant reminder of, like, the person that you're not.
Failure. Yeah.
Yeah. So keep just a constant, like, oh, this is who I am. And here are all my treasures. And then the guilt about the past is like, oh, that was a present from so and so.
That's
the thing I think I should keep. Oh, that was a memory. But your hoodies that you're like, oh, I should hold onto these hoodies from plays I didn't enjoy.
Yes, I will. You
know? Why are they in the house?
I also have lots of clothes that, you know, you're like, that'd look great on someone else.
Yeah, give it to someone else then.
Yeah.
And if you actually know who that person is, go and give it to them.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, I think.
Yeah, because I do that with books. When I finished a book, I'm like, that person would love it. I just give it away to them.
And then everyone's like, thank you. What an absolute treasure. I'm thrilled to have this book.
That's true.
And then once you've got into that zone of, I can only wear this many things every day, like, which is my favorite, which one do I actually look best in, then once you've got into the habit of that, then you're ready to go and approach everything else in the house.
Right.
Then you're ready to be like, do I actually need all of this, you know?
And that should be easier, because it's very unlikely you look and you're like, I've got 25 lamps.
Yes.
If you don't need them. Like,
possibly you are someone who, like, if you do have 25 lamps, you've been like, clearly I love a lamp. clearly.
Yeah.
I love
the illumination it brings.
I love illumination. And then it's like, why? Is it just I love lamps?
Are you a dark soul?
Are you a dark soul? Do you just like light in the house? Is it like you're looking for something in particular and you still haven't found it? So these lamps are close to what it is you're looking for, but not it? Like, what is it about that?
Yes. We've got so many books and Blu-rays that you can't move for them in the flat. And we will never get rid of them because he hasn't read any of them, because that obviously takes longer than it does to just buy one.
Yes, fantastic.
Because I've got about 10 books in the house and they're on rotation all the time. I give them away when I'm finished with them because I'm just like, I don't need them anymore. So yeah, it's because I was like, there's nothing like that in the flat. And then you're like, okay, there's absolutely loads.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that you're like, 25 lamps or an entire hallway full of books that Alison Barker's going to be ramming her head into.
She really likes them. She really likes autobiographies.
Yeah. And similarly, when you do the kitchen, which you one day will get to, like, everybody will find that they have, you know, they have 18 half-open packets of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Or, like...
There's loads of herbs.
So many herbs. And the same herbs as well.
Because I've only got basil.
Yeah, loads of basil, because every time you're in the supermarket, you're like, probably get some basil.
Yeah,
you know, but
you
don't use the basil. You just like the idea of the basil.
Or mugs. I think mugs is the thing in the kitchen, because you get... If you don't know someone very well at work and it's like Secret Santa, you get them a mug.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go out and buy a mug? Like, I feel like you're just given mugs or you inherit mugs.
Nobody buys himself a mug.
It's very
difficult.
A mug is only given. And we bought like a set of 6 that match. And we never use them because the mismatched what are these mugs are always the ones that are being used all the time.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think that is probably guilt of the past, isn't it? Because you're like, well, that, you know, that was given to me by my
Do you feel like the nice mugs that you bought are too precious?
No, actually, I don't think I have a problem with them. I only own one mug.
Mm.
That's a mug with dogs on it. And so my mum got it for me, I think. And I really like it. And I only use that mug. And then we have 24 other mugs.
Okay, so let some mugs go.
Me and the shadow are going to have a chat.
Yeah, let some mugs go.
Yeah.
Sidebar here, obviously, of course, this is a solo experience.
Mm.
Don't do it for other people.
Oh, God. My mum would occasionally just throw away stuff that she was like, that's got a hole in it or something. And I'd be like, yeah, that was my PJ and Duncan t-shirt.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's you can never happened.
Yeah, of course. Sorry. Yeah.
Whereas my grandma is...
The one who kept the owl in the freezer.
No.
Not...
No.
I do want to sort of pop in and say that the owl wasn't harmed, but I don't think anyone knows.
The owl was already dead.
Dead
Granny
owl
Coates
in the freezer.
Lived on the water on Vancouver Island. I went to stay with her. We'd been to Bits and Berries. She said, I've got a Ziploc bag somewhere. Opened the freezer. Got a Ziploc bag out of the freezer that had a dead owl in it. Tipped the dead owl into the bin. Rinsed the bag under the tap.
Put the berries in.
And put the berries in it.
My God. Oh my God.
And then
God.
Put the berries in the freezer.
Oh my God. And then made like owlberry jam.
Yeah, owlberry jam.
That's fucking horrific. Also, it's a Ziploc bag. I understand the use of single-use plastics, but sometimes when there's a dead owl in it...
The Ziploc bag also looked like it was 70 years old.
What else has been in that bag?
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds of things have been in that bag, and now the berries are in the bag.
Well, at least she's swapping things that don't spark a joy, the owl, with berries.
Yeah.
Absolutely astounding.
Anyway, that's Granny Coates.
Yeah.
Grandma Broomhead,
yes.
My mum's mum, is a notorious, like, it's gone. If you put it down for more than a second, like, that's gone.
Oh, she throws it away?
In the bin.
Wow, okay.
That's gone. Stuff everywhere that she absolutely loves. A lot of ducks, of course.
Mm. Well, every old woman of a certain age has to have an animal that they have everywhere.
You must. Loves birds. Birds absolutely everywhere. And a cup, and a little teapot and a lovely cup that she always has, and that she says, like, oh, like, this is what a pleasure, you know, such a treat to have a cup of tea in this nice cup. And so I think we've just all got to sort of go back a few steps and be someone
who's you're not getting rid of everything. You are just getting rid of stuff that doesn't make you smile.
So when you want to be someone who's like, oh,
that thing, oh, yeah, ooh, rather than, like, I'm not sure about that,
So it's not really about just, like, okay, you've got to go in here and get rid of 40% of your stuff or, like, all these mad rules. It's just about go in and find the, ooh, because you have got them already, like, they are already in your house. And you do, even if you're like, I don't know what kind of taste I got. You do. You just need to sort of go through and check.
I think there's a lot of, like, shame people feel about being, like, looking on Pinterest or Instagram, looking at other people's houses and then copying that style.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, what do you think taste, like, that is what it is. Like,
yeah.
You've
100%.
You've picked that person to copy over that person.
Exactly.
And that's where the taste lies. Anyone who has a truly original house, if you looked at it, you'd
wow, it's insane.
Yeah.
So, they, like, live upside down or something.
There are fashions just like there are with, like, clothes. So you're fine. Like,
or anything. Like, when was the last time you saw a film that when someone's like, what was it like? And you're like nothing I've ever seen.
Yes, of course.
You know, you're like, oh, it was a bit this meets this.
Yeah.
Like, every story, every thing, nothing is totally
original.
No,
apart from Original Sin.
Is that good?
So I'm rereading the Philip Pullman His Dark Materials. And
which, that's a, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing truly original. Everyone's inspired by someone else to do something.
Mm.
So if you're like, well, I only painted my bathroom duck egg blue because that person on Instagram did. You're like, yeah, and she only did it because she saw someone else do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's fine. Like, no one
and your bathroom looks lovely.
It does look nice. And it makes you feel a certain way. And that's what all your things should make you feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly where you want to get in to be like, oh, look at this space. I love it to come in here every day. And if you're now thinking like, well, I live in my shitty rented apartment. We've got mold and blah, blah, blah. Like, there are ways. It's harder. But, like,
there are still ways. You can't, like, sometimes the landlord won't let you, like, repaint stuff. And sometimes also you're not the sort of person that's going to repaint stuff. We've got, what they're called. They're not... Let me go and find them. That if you can't make holes in the wall and you can't use blue tack, we can't. And we've got...
Those white things covered with the Velcro.
Yeah, that you pull. The stretchy things.
What are they called?
Oh, yeah.
Command hooks.
command hooks, yes. So it feels like they're not going to... That can't possibly work. They basically stick onto your painted surface and they Velcro on. And you're like, well, when I pull that off, that's obviously going to come off. You've got... There are different ones for posters or framed things, so you have to make sure you get the right one. And we've hung everything with it, and it does work. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It really is. So if you've got a rented property, you can hang, like, framed pictures up.
Yes.
Like, do that, because it just looks so much nicer.
Is there any nails in here?
No nails.
It looks absolutely exquisite, Stevie.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
So these are the very last things.
Yeah.
One is get yourself... Do you have a little... YouTube, a little quick Goog of Marie Kondo's folding technique.
Okay.
It will change your life.
Okay.
You fold upright. Think about going dark to light in your wardrobe from left to right.
Okay. I'll think about it and then I'll reject it.
Certainly, but have a think.
Oh, yeah.
Consider it.
Also, I'm not the only one listening to you, so people listening.
Others, you'll all be rejecting it as well, but do have a consider.
Have a little think.
Have a little think. You want the darkest on your left and then up to the light. But again, those are the sort of deep, higher level Scientology stuff that they are for...
This is the big lizard that lives in the volcano.
Level 4. The dark theta stuff. That's like, you know, it's deep. It's not for everyone, but you will get there because you're in now. And then last things are like, when you're clearing up, when you're going through this process, get yourself a jar that you put money in that you find.
Oh, that's fun.
Because you will come across them, and then buy yourself a lovely treat.
Oh, nice.
Get something nice.
Another blue jumper. No.
Be mindful of, like, every time you find buttons, or you will come across, like, needles, pins. I don't know what you're doing in your bedroom. Like, as in, you will come across, like, sewing stuff or, like, whatever. Rather than just putting them on the side, be like, and now all the buttons will live here. And now the sewing kit will live here.
Right,
and you start to put all the things in one place. So when you... you want to be a person who's like, that's the drawer. Where are the scissors in the house? I've got them somewhere. I don't know where. And if you're thinking, like, I haven't got the time, like, imagine how much time you think you waste looking for stuff.
Constantly.
Where you know it's somewhere, but you don't know where.
Yeah.
So just, like, reset your mind and be like, it would be quicker to do it now and have a home for these things. And also then you'd open the drawer and be like, oh, you know what? I don't need to buy any more scissors.
Yeah,
clearly,
I've
got a fetish.
A scissor fetish, Jesus.
Last thing is just, if you are somebody who ever, you either are this person or you're not, when you're tiny, you come across, like, postcards or things that you've ripped out of magazines or, like, little things that you're like, I don't remember what I thought that was, but obviously, like, a nice pattern or something.
Yeah.
Then when you come across those, consider sticking them up, like, put them places. Like, you can put them on the outside edge of a drawer. So, you know, when you pull out a drawer and it's got a... You know, it's nude.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You can put, you know, put some nice wallpaper that you've seen. Nice, you know, put stuff. So if you're like, I don't know what this is, but, like, I don't know, it looked nice. I don't really want to get rid of it. Put them up somewhere so that you see them every day. So they're like, oh, that's a nice thing. And you look at it.
Yes, that is a good idea.
There are places to... There are just so many places. And once you get into the idea of that, there are so many places in your home to add, you know, extra...
Oh.
You're like, oh, what a nice little thing there that's made an addition to my... That has not cost me anything because I already had it. I'm just putting up.
Yeah, and you will only previously have seen it when you're doing a clear out.
Yes.
Rather than you just see it every day when you open your drawers.
Exactly.
Your nude, bald drawers.
Yeah, so if you have a collection of, you know, there's a woman in Marie Kondo's book who collected frogs, it does feel like everyone in her book is insane.
Right.
Okay. Absolutely insane. And I do caveat that by saying, like, I'm in deep here, but I do know my leader is insane.
Okay.
She says, like, one of her clients had this box of frogs, like, ornamental frogs under the bed that she took out once a year and, like, looked at and had a nice time and put them back. And Mary was like, put them on display. And the woman was like, her mind was blown. But you're like, yeah.
Put the frogs on the shelf.
Why not? Like, if you keep a thing, rather than having 1 hour a year of joy from something when you get it out, like, put it out.
Yeah.
And once they're out there, if you're like, I actually don't like looking at that every day, like,
take
fantastic.
It down.
Take it down. You've learned something about yourself. You've closed some doors. Mm. And you will, during this process, be like, oh my God, there are 18 fishing books under the bed. Like, clearly, I should either forget my dreams of fishing.
Or go fishing.
Or go fishing, for God's sake. Like, and you'll sort of be like, oh, so it's very much, even though it's like seems like a tedious, like, cleaning up, it's like, what kind of person am I?
It's not the thing, it's how it makes us feel, and it reveals what we think about ourselves, how we live.
Get your joy out there, mate.
Get your joy out, guys.
Get your joy out.
That was very inspirational.
I really hope it's helped.
Thank you to you and Marie.
Thank you. And if anyone's done it or is on the journey...
Oh, my God. Show us your organisational skills.
If you've managed to do the folding, please.
Show us your folding. Show us what you've put on your bald drawers.
Show us your joy.
Show us your drawers, eh?
Yeah. Show us something that, you know, that you've put up or managed to frame or, like, Yeah. Or any of those things.
If you've got a dead owl, get that out.
Get it out or put it wherever you fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Someone will paint it.
Yeah, tweet us at NobodyPanicPod or me at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
Me at Tessa Coates. Marie Kondo's probably on there as well somewhere.
Sort of Google her. And yeah, like, subscribe. If you like the episode, if you like other episodes, spread the word. Do some tweets. Do some Instagram stories. I do look at all of them and enjoy all of them. Read all the comments. And thank you so much. But we'll see you next week.
And have a lovely spring.
Have a lovely spring.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.